Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 through 15. Now it came about after this, that the sons of Moab and the sons of Ammon, together with some of the Meunites, came to make war against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and reported to Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, out of Aram, and behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar, that is, En Gedi." Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to seek help from the Lord. They even came from all the cities of Judah to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord before the new court. And he said, "O Lord, the God of our fathers, are you not God in the heavens? And are you not ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hand, so that no one can stand against you. Did you not, O our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and give it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? They have lived in it, and have built you a sanctuary there for your name, saying, 'Should evil come upon us, the sword or judgment, or pestilence or famine, we will stand before this house and before you, for your name is in this house, and cry to you in our distress, and you will hear and deliver us.' Now behold, the sons of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you did not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, they turned aside from them and did not destroy them. See how they are rewarding us by coming to drive us out from your possession, which you have given us as an inheritance. O our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you." All Judah was standing before the Lord with their infants, their wives, and their children. Then, in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite of the sons of Asaph. And he said, "Listen, all Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's."
In yesterday's devotion, we looked at how Elijah boldly challenged the prophets of Baal. Today's scripture passage focuses on King Jehoshaphat, who learned an army was coming, sought God for direction and strength, and then called upon the nation to do likewise. Their examples teach those of us who are believers that God-focused praying is what makes prayer powerful. In this passage, we see four fundamental ways to approach praying. 1. Dependence on God. Their petitions showed deep reliance upon the Lord. Knowing that victory was beyond their own abilities, they asked God to intervene. 2. A focus on His plan. Elijah did things God's way, against tremendous odds and at great personal risk. Jehoshaphat called for the nation to fast as he sought the Lord's plan. Because they looked to God for a strategy, both men had a clear goal that led them through the difficulties they faced. 3. Purity of motive. The two leaders had God-centered intentions and a goal of furthering His purposes. And 4. Confidence in God's faithfulness. Neither man hesitated to ask publicly for divine help. Elijah called on God to test the 450 enemy prophets, and Jehoshaphat instructed all of Israel to pray. If your prayers seem to be having little impact, ask the Lord to help you follow the examples of Elijah and Jehoshaphat. Rely on God, focus on Him, check your motives, and have confidence in the Lord's faithfulness. And be ready for His answer.